This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, folks, do we aspire to a C grade? We do not, but a recent global ranking of 47 retirement income systems around the world finds the U.S. is a retirement mediocrity. For more, let's turn to Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell in St. Paul. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Before we bathe in mediocrity here, tell me about the rest of the world. Who's number one?
The Netherlands, followed by Iceland, Denmark, and Israel. No big surprise here, but David, these four countries, they have first-class retirement income systems that deliver good benefits to participants, are sustainable over the long haul, and they enjoy a high level of regulatory integrity. And that's according to the annual Mercer CFA Institute Global Pension Index for 2023. The U.S. is ranked 22 out of 47 countries. That's a notch lower than last year.
How are they defining this? What are the criteria for ranking?
So the author used 50 different indicators, and they're grouped into three main categories: adequacy, sustainability, and integrity. Adequacy reflects how much work income is replaced in retirement. Sustainability, can the country continue to service benefits with an aging population? Integrity, that's the soundness of the regulatory regime concerning retirement.
All right. What were the main factors behind that not so great, I would say, lackluster U.S. rating?
The U.S. retirement income system just leaves too many people financially vulnerable. For example, more than half of Black and Latino households have no retirement savings. Nearly half the private sector workforce doesn't have access to an employer-sponsored retirement plan. There are worries about the sustainability of current Social Security benefits with an impending funding shortfall in, what, about a decade.
All right. So one more data set that underlines how many Americans are in a financially precarious position, especially when they're older.
You know, that's the real takeaway from this report. And to give you some other examples, let's take the market for housing and care for older people. This is including things like assisted living and independent living communities. These options are simply too expensive for the country's 8 million middle-income older people. Health disparities between better-off older people and everyone else is striking. There was a recent report came out of the USC Schaefer Center for Health Policy and Economics and Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. And what they found is that lower middle-class people will spend a larger portion of their elder years in ill health compared to their peers only two decades ago. Yet these older people, they don't have the financial resources to cope well with their situation.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. He's author of many books, including Unretirement. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.